This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Disruptions in legislative proceedings continue in the Lok Sabha following opposition parties' uproar over various issues, including special intensive revision drive of electoral roll in Bihar. When the House met after the third adjournment at 3 p.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla objected to the conduct of the protesting MPs, saying that their behaviour is against parliamentary norms and decorum. Amid the noisy scenes, Home Minister Amit Shah introduced three bills in the lower house. These include the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2025. However, opposition parties including Congress, AIMIM and Samajwadi Party opposed the introduction of these bills, terming it unconstitutional and anti-federal. Later, the House referred these bills to a joint committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. As the ruckus continued, the Speaker adjourned the House till 5 p.m. The Parliament has passed the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said, "The Narendra Modi government is committed to create new institutions and giving opportunities to students of the country." He said the government has given the status of Institute of National Importance to the Indian Institutes of Management.
पिछले 11 साल में देश में आठ पहले हमने बनाए थे आईएम मुंबई तक, आज को मिला के ये नया नौवा आईएम बन जाएगा मोदी जी के कार्यकाल में। पहले 13 आईएम था 53 साल में, और 11 साल में 9 आईएम बने। ये एक अपने आप में एक स्टेटमेंट है। 2013-14 में समूचा 13 आईएम में स्टूडेंट्स के नंबर था 3500, आज 24-25 में मैंने इसमें आईएम गुवाहाटी आया ही नहीं, इसमें स्टूडेंट नंबर इज 9800 to 9800. This statement shows the commitment of our government towards creating new institutions and giving opportunity to many more students in our country.
Later, the Rajya Sabha adjourned for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed confidence that the NDA's vice presidential candidate, C.P. Radhakrishnan, will be an outstanding vice president. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the NDA family is confident that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be an outstanding vice president and will enrich its journey towards national progress. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has interacted with prominent scholars and think tank representatives of Russia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said during the meeting, they discussed India-Russia relations, contemporary world geopolitics, and India's viewpoint. Dr. Jaishankar will also co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological, and Cultural Cooperation today. He will address the India-Russia Business Forum meeting in Moscow. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has recorded an all-time highest net addition of 21.89 lakh members during the month of June this year. The figure represents an increase of 9.14%, marking the highest recorded addition since payroll data tracking began in April 2018. In Afghanistan, at least 79 people were killed and three others injured in a road accident in Afghanistan's Herat province. Officials said the accident occurred last night when a passenger bus collided with a motorbike and a mini truck on a highway linking Iran to Herat city. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Gujarat, Saurashtra and Kutch region for the next 2 days. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with modest gains today. The Sensex rose 213 points to close at 81,858, while the Nifty gained 70 points to settle at 25,051. The Indian duo of Saurabh Chaudhary and Suruchinder Singh bagged the 10-meter air pistol mixed team bronze after beating Chinese Taipei in the Asian Shooting Championships at Shymkent in Kazakhstan today. Overall, India has won 6 gold, 5 silver and 3 bronze medals from all competitions held so far. And with that, we end this news bulletin.